coming up, I'm going to be talking about some new trailers for The First Omen, prom dates, and also Under the Bridge. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. A quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off with talking about some of the trailers that have been released over the last 24 hours. There's been quite a few. So let's start off with The First Omen, which is kind of like a prequel to the Omen film. So obviously this is a horror film based on the popular 20th Century Studios franchise. Find the original films on Disney Plus around the world. In the US, the movies seem to be all over the place with where they are because of different licensing and stuff. So this new film will be arriving in cinemas on April the 5th. So therefore, we should expect to see it on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the US, Disney Plus around the world later in the summer. A good 3 months plus that. So the new trailer, it looks pretty terrifying. I'll be honest, this is not the typical kind of movie that I watch. Not a big fan of horror movies. I've never watched any of the Omen movies, and yeah, the trailer's like, for me, like, this looks a bit creepy. Hoping with this girl that's just kind of, there's something wrong with her. She's going to be like bringing in the life of the Omens, which I'm guessing is the main character from the upcoming films. But yeah, it looks pretty creepy. There's some weird stuff with the trailer kind of going backwards. Yeah, if you like horror movies, this looks like this one could be great. And I think this is what we're going to see a little bit more from 20th Century Studios, putting out these kind of horror movies. I kind of would think that this would make a lot more sense around the sort of the holidays and stuff with like Halloween. But at least maybe this way it'll be out then just in time for that holiday season. But yeah, let us know. You're excited about The First Omen? Let us know in the comments below. We've also got our first look at a brand new film from American High, which is going to be coming to Hulu on May the 3rd. So with American High films, most of these ones have been released on Disney Plus around the world as well. So I suspect it probably follows suit. So this is your typical kind of American high school kind of thing. And it's all about, as you'd imagine, going on a prom date. And we kind of saw this little trailer of this guy doing a dance, and he's trying to sort of ask a girl for the dancing, and he's doing all kinds of music stuff, and it's cringy. And you can see them kind of like trying to get even closer into their chairs. It's like so awkward, and she obviously doesn't want to go on a date with this guy. Yeah, I'm just really glad that proms weren't a thing when I was just this kind of thing is like really bad. This brand new film is about Jess and Hannah, who are best friends, and they've made a pact at 13 to have the perfect senior prom. However, despite the impending changes that college will bring over the next 4 years, the two are committed to honouring their prom pact, but with only 24 hours left before the big event, everything falls apart when they break up with each other's dates, and they're left with one night to find new dates and live out their middle school fantasies. So again, with these kind of So with these American High films, they're very much kind of low budget stuff, straight to streaming, makes total sense. So if you like these kind of films, definitely look forward to this one. Again, May 3rd on Hulu, Hulu on Disney Plus, I suspect. Probably the same internationally, but again, not been confirmed. But let us know. Are you excited about this film? Let us know in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about our brand new series called Under the Bridge, which stars Lily Gladstone, who you might know from the recent film Killers of the Flower Moon. So in this one, she's going to be playing a cop investigating a kid that has been sort of gone missing. The first two episodes will be dropping onto Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus on April the 17th, with new episodes dropping every week. It's also going to be coming out on Disney Plus in other countries. It's been confirmed for Canada, but not the same date yet, because it was actually filmed in Canada. With these kind of Hulu originals, it's always a little bit iffy of whether or not we're going to get it at the same date internationally, or if we're going to have to wait until this all comes out. Sometimes we just don't know too much near the time. Trailer for me is one that I'm really looking forward to. This is kind of the show I like. It's kind of police dramas, a little bit spooky in there. We don't really know what's going on. But yeah, so this is definitely right up my street. But let us know. Are you excited about Under the Bridge? Let us know in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. The big new release around the world was the fourth episode of FX Shogun. So this one's out again, Disney Plus around the world, and on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the United States. Also aired on the FX channel later today. Loving this series, really liking it. There's something about this show which is great. But I also want to bring your attention to the fact that if you're not so keen on all the subtitles, in the US, if you go into the extra section on Disney Plus, you will find a dubbed version of the series. Now, so if you just want to sit down and relax and just watch it and have it told to you without having to read, that is there. Unfortunately, it's not out internationally, which is a shame, because I think this would be a great way. I know my dad would like to watch it this way, because he tried to watch it and it was like, I didn't want to do subtitles. But this is a fantastic series, loving it so far. It's pretty brutal. There's some scenes in this one which are pretty nasty at the end. But yeah, and just the whole idea of how this works, and how it looks, and it's just gritty, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So it's definitely the highlight of what to watch today. Also, if in the US you did get some new episodes of some ABC shows like The Bachelor, and also you got like MasterChef Juniors as well, so lots of little stuff there. But let us know you're checking out Shogun. Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from David, who says, are they going to kill Hulu? Now, I think a lot of people have been talking about this, about what to do with the Hulu brand. There's been speculation, there's been, you know, even the activist investor Nelson Peltz, he doesn't want the Hulu brand around anymore. But the Hulu brand does offer Disney a kind of a little bubble that they can put around all of their general entertainment content, which kind of keeps it a little bit away from Disney, because Disney kind of has to protect their brand, and people don't tend to think of like shows like Shogun or films like Poor Things as something that you might find on Disney Plus, especially in the United States. Internationally, we've been having this for years with the Star Hub, and you know, it seems to be working very well. It definitely helps with keeping people engaged in Disney Plus, and it's really helping, and they want to continue that. But obviously, now that they have brought out the remaining stock of Hulu from Comcast, they've got to finalize it. It's not completely done just yet. They've got to get the final valuation and pay the last little check. But then they can do something with it. So we've seen Hulu on Disney Plus currently in beta form in the US, and that's set to come out of that later this month. Now, they've said that they're still going to be running them both separately, and that's nothing going to change. I personally feel like they are going to merge them together at some point. We can see consolidation coming in. The fact that they're already getting ready to introduced the Hulu Hub within Disney Plus means they're getting ready for this. They're preparing people. And it will make sense then that when they do it, people will be like, oh, I've had this for a while. I'm not expecting it maybe till the end of the year, maybe even next year. We've got other issues to fix. And it takes some time to do it. You know, when you think of like what they did with Max and Discovery and what they've done with Paramount Plus and Showtime, we are seeing consolidation. And Disney Plus and Hulu together are going to be a strong pair. Definitely boost up how many people they've got, what content is available. You only have to look every day to see how much more content Hulu gets. But also there are other advantages as well with this. Next year they're going to be bringing in the ESPN Hub as well onto Disney Plus. So that will be something that get more sports content. Also, there's a lot of speculation, and I think this as well, that the Star Hub internationally is going to be rebranded to Hulu. Bob Iger said that might not happen, but I think with the sale of Star India and them changing things around, and the fact that the Star Hub is based on a brand from India and the same logo, it kind of makes sense then it'd be a lot easier if they kind of integrate everything and have the Hulu Hub as its own separate section, and it's global then. It'd be a lot easier marketing-wise, and everyone will know what it is. But do they need it? I don't know, but I think generally Disney likes the idea of keeping that there. Whether or not, I personally don't think the Hulu brand is going to be going anywhere for years. I think it's going to be around for a while as a separate app and a separate streaming service. I think it is, its days are numbered, because ultimately there is no point in running two streaming services. That's just not going to work. But I'd love to know your thoughts on this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters.